The president will declare the pandemic over. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Planning to sunset 3 years of federal emergency response to COVID-19 3 months from now.
The president told Congress he's going to end two national emergencies as of May 11th. The orders would cover the national emergency and public health emergency declarations. That means health agencies would treat the disease as endemic, meaning regularly occurring, rather than pandemic.
Fox's Jill Nato. The federal health emergencies were declared nearly 3 years ago. The Justice Department says it will provide Congress with information on the classified documents found unsecured at President Biden's home when the time is right.
The DOJ is refusing requests from House Judiciary Republicans about the timing and process of their investigation into Biden, saying it would put the investigation at risk and potentially create the appearance, quote, that Congress may be exerting improper political pressure or attempting to influence department decisions in certain cases.
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich, who reports some senators say the Justice Department is stonewalling them. The country's biggest problem, not inflation, not illegal immigration. The latest Gallup poll finds Americans say it's a failure of leadership. 21% of respondents said they believe poor leadership from elected officials is the most important problem facing the country. Inflation and immigration ranked second and third at 15 and 11% respectively. The economy and country unity rounding out the top five. Two more police officers in Memphis have been relieved of duty and could face criminal charges in the beating of motorist Tyree Nichols. One of the officers suspended tased Nichols during the initial traffic stop. Three members of the Memphis Fire Department have been terminated, two EMTs for failing to properly assess Nichols' injuries, and a fire lieutenant who responded to the scene but sat in the fire engine. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
President Biden preparing for his meeting tomorrow with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to talk budget and the country's debt limit, telling reporters Monday what he plans to say.
Show me your budget, I'll show you mine.
President says Republicans' insistence on spending cuts to pass an increase in the federal debt limit is irresponsible. Speaker McCarthy disagrees.
The only person who's being irresponsible that could affect the markets is the president by being that spoiled child said, I will not talk, I will not meet. You know, you just have to raise the debt limit.
The president will travel to New York City today to talk infrastructure improvements, specifically for an aging railroad tunnel under the Hudson River. Federal Reserve is poised this week to raise interest rates again, the eighth time in 10 months. But Wednesday's hike will likely be a smaller one for the second straight time. Investors will be looking for clues from Fed Chair Jerome Powell on plans for future increases. Wall Street lower yesterday. The Dow lost 261 points. NASDAQ down 228. Early morning Dow futures are trading about 100 points lower. The outlook for the global economy is growing brighter, according to the International Monetary Fund, which now expects the world economy to grow at 2.9% this year, despite lingering inflation and the economic impact of the continuing invasion of Ukraine. Sports betting becomes legal in another state today.
The Massachusetts Gaming Commission says casinos in the state will be able to accept in-person bets on sporting events starting today. It's legal in Massachusetts because of a bill signed by Governor Charlie Baker in August that designates the Gaming Commission as the regulator of sports betting there. The commission says betting on major league and most college sporting events will be allowed, but it has not made decisions on the Olympics and non-mainstream sports like chess. Online and digital sports betting is set to start in Massachusetts in March, just ahead of the March Madness tournament. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.